Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. You got Mike, Joe, and Jared here coming at you with a Jared Noise original pick.
Oh, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
The 1991, great year, classic comedy film, What About Bob?
Jared, just when I thought you couldn't surprise me.
So, yeah, how did you land on this? This was a Joe pick through and through.
So let me tell you. We spent this past weekend out at a certain campsite with a certain Nick? Church, and the campfire we were sitting around, we were talking about the Weary Travelers Podcast.
Mm, nice.
Love to hear it.
And the guy...
Did you tell him we're a godless podcast?
No. One guy said, have you ever seen What About Bob? I had no clue what he was talking about.
Yeah. You said, how about a beer, Bob?
And about four people, after I said no, were like... Oh my God, that's a good one. You gotta see it,
Dr. Leo.
So that
Marvin
is how I landed on this movie pick.
Okay, so you had not seen this.
Never
prior
seen
to
it.
Pick.
Never heard of it until Saturday night.
Your okay. Brothers recommended.
Did he listen to the story?
No, he just you just push forward.
This is Jackson family through.
Yeah, my brothers recommended it to me.
Evan Almighty.
I thought this movie was great.
It's an amazing movie.
I would love to slap the shit out of that guy if I was Dr. Leo Marvin.
For sure.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was just a fun, lighthearted-ish movie.
Yeah. Hour 30.
Cool hour 30.
I like that.
Easy breezy.
Beautiful.
Beautiful summer girl or whatever they call it.
Cover girl.
Summer girl. What the fuck's that? I'd watch this again, though. I enjoyed it. I got a lot of good laughs out of it.
Yeah.
This is a summer.
Smooth and simple.
Movie.
It's a vacation movie.
Vacation.
I want to go to a lake house.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's Bingo, make it happen.
Randingo. I'm all on that.
So, Joe, I take it you've seen this several times.
This is a Jackson staple.
I agree with Jared. Whenever you react to a movie, I don't know if it's extreme excitement or extreme disgust.
A,
yeah.
I was ready to go balls deep into this movie.
Yeah.
So you didn't watch it?
Yeah, you didn't watch it.
I've watched this maybe 80 times at okay. this point.
But
we cannot
on TV or do you have it on DVD?
On TV.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen this movie on DVD.
Okay.
And chef's kiss.
Do they say son of a bitch on TV?
Oh yeah.
Okay. She never says that.
She never says that. That poor guy died. Pretty
not
recently.
In the film.
Yeah, not in the film.
Okay.
The Gundersons?
He died off screen. Yeah.
I bought this house fair and square.
So you've seen this a lot. Do you remember how was this like ever since you were a kid you've been watching this?
By the way, they're the Gutmans, you
the
sack
Gutmans
of shit.
I think he said Gutmans.
Gutman, maybe. Not
Is
the
this
Gundersons.
Your brood? How's your family doing? Is this the fam? This is John and Steve Redden quoting this nonstop.
I believe that. I don't remember
really?
That at all, but I believe it.
Gil? Gil? Are you awake? Oh, my God. Where do I begin with this? I wrote 4 pages of notes
I know.
On this,
we'll get
hands
to it.
Down.
So well, let's just
let
say,
Mike give his,
initial thoughts, though. You like the movie?
I love this movie.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, Mike?
So I had heard the phrase, What About Bob? Like, I knew that was a movie. I couldn't have told you anything else about it. So when you picked it, I was like, it was a... you know, like something I recognized, but that I'd never seen before. So yeah. I couldn't have told you who was in it, anything about it. I thought it was fun. I thought that it definitely is like indicative of the time that like they painted Richard Dreyfuss as like the bad guy the whole movie. When it's like in reality, it's like this is super inappropriate from like for a patient to be doing this. And I feel like if anybody less charming than Bill Murray plays Bill Murray's character, this could be like a horror movie real quick.
It's like Psycho.
Yeah,
it's
like it watching... just like keeps showing up and like breaking your boundaries and you can't get rid of him. Oof. And then like your family takes his side. This could have very easily been a different movie.
It's a
but
nightmare.
Like,
it's like hanging out with Joe.
It just Groundhog won't
Day.
Leave.
Groundhog Day.
It was done really well where it's just, I do like that... that Bob just kind of like won everybody over. And even when he like drops him off at the mental hospital, they like, he's like sitting there just telling him jokes and everybody loves him.
Psychotherapy.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed the movie. I agree with Jared. I would watch this again, and I think I'd probably quote it a lot more. Because yes. Like the first time I'm watching it, I'm just watching it for the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I watched it again, I'd be probably writing down a lot more quotes and things.
No
that I like.
Subtitles on this bad boy.
Oh yeah, there were.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah, I didn't find it.
I had to turn them off.
Yeah, couldn't follow along.
No, I just the subtitles.
Mike hates subtitles.
Yeah. Him and his clapper.
I love that. Oh, the one clap.
Richard right. Dreyfuss's whole outfit in this.
Richard Dreyfuss was looking clean in this movie,
yeah,
I thought.
Very clean.
Yes, yeah. He was.
In all his glory.
But I could tell, I feel like I could tell, and I definitely went into this with a bias because I've heard that Richard Dreyfuss is an asshole.
Absolute prick to work with.
Yeah, and I feel like you could tell that they wasn't really acting all that much.
They wanted Mean Gene Hackman.
Oh,
that's not what you said before we started.
Yeah, I know.
Were you wrong?
Who did I say?
You said Bobby De Niro.
Bobby De Niro and as Richard Dreyfuss, they loved each other.
I think Gene Hackman would have been great in this too.
Yeah, as the psychologist.
Yeah,
Robin Williams was the first choice.
Yeah,
that would
for Bob.
For Bob Wiley,
he would have been great.
Robin Williams, Eddie Murphy, James Caan, Jimmy Caan
as Bob.
Oh yeah,
no,
Patrick Stewart. And Steve Martin.
But again, Patrick Stewart, these are all to play Bob.
Yes.
Steve Martin makes sense. Eddie Murphy
James
would have been a completely Conn different
does not
movie.
Make sense,
James Caan doesn't make any sense. Patrick Stewart doesn't make any sense.
James Caan could have been Dreyfuss.
That's what I'm saying. They would have been Dr. Marvin for sure.
Yeah.
Both those guys.
Well, that's what the idea was. Yeah.
Okay. I got an unreliable narrator over here. Okay.
Who's the Patrick guy you said?
Patrick
Swayze?
Swayze, yes. Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, wait.
I don't know who
from,
that is.
Yeah,
this
no,
guy?
He's from Star Trek.
Yeah.
That old fuck would not have been a Bob Wiley.
Oh, yeah.
Joe doesn't know who Bob Wiley
is. All of his baldness.
See?
Okay, so should we get into the movie?
Yeah,
yes.
All right. Well regarded.
So, it starts out with him starting his day, doing his head taps and his mantra.
I'm on vacation?
Huh?
I'm on vacation.
No.
Nope.
Way too far ahead.
Way too far?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel wonderful.
Yes. Yep.
I feel good. I feel great.
He's brushing his teeth. He's talking to his fish.
I bet that's how Bill Murray brushes his teeth.
Probably. With a tongue, too.
Yeah, like an absolute animal.
But he's talking to his fish. He's saying good morning to Gil. And he goes, I got to go to work. See ya. And then turns and just clocks in at his desk. I thought that was adorable.
I feel like Joe Jackson.
Absolutely yeah. amazing.
Why don't you have a fish?
Oh,
I and
got
a time
fish.
Clock.
I've got it.
Oh, yeah, a punch-in clock?
Yeah.
A little steam whistle.
Why? Yeah, you could have a lizard or a turtle or a fish.
Well, got to go to the office.
Anyway, I did like that. And then, yeah, so he's a hypochondriac.
He's in a constant state of panic.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Because he identifies that she left him. Wait a minute. She left me?
No. Oh, yeah, he is in a constant state of panic, but he doesn't know that. Like, he thinks he left her because she doesn't like...
Dr. Leo Martin.
Neil Diamond.
Yeah, there's two types of people in the world.
Two types of people in this world. Those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't.
Yeah, but okay.
Oh,
I feel like
where'd this come from?
Oh, read it.
Is this mine?
It can be. Oh. I brought it up. I bought that. So
sorry.
Jared just
sorry.
found a gift I left on his desk. It is a Greenville, South Carolina bottle opener that I bought because I wanted to buy a 6-pack of Corona that I drank in my hotel room. Yeah.
To drink it in here?
I drank it in my hotel room on my trip, but
well,
I needed
hold
a bottle
it up,
opener.
Jared. Let's see it.
Greenville.
It's pretty nice. It's a nice little quality.
South Carolina?
Anyway.
Sorry.
Where were we?
Could be a bar back with that.
So Bob's therapist is closing his practice, and then he refers Bob to Richard Dreyfuss.
Desperately trying to offload him.
Yes, and gets so excited that he gets him off his books.
I'm free.
And then Bob gets there, and he's on the 44th floor. Mm-hmm. And he can't take an elevator, so he takes the stairs.
Yes.
I liked that because I worked on the 16th floor.
Yeah.
And I was that winded just going up my floor. You look so smart with glasses. Like, I would listen to what you said with glasses on. Sorry, everybody. Joe's getting his costume glasses into for our shoot
character,
later.
Character. Harry Potter-esque.
You're a wizard, Harry. Anyway, so I like that he went up, and then she's like, "Oh, have a seat," and he sits on the like coffee table in between two chairs. I thought that was kind of funny too.
He's an absolute lunatic.
He is, and he walks into his appointment with the doctor, and goes, "Oh, look at that family," and then tries to guess the names of everybody in there.
Each name,
yeah.
Lily. Well, I was close.
It's close. I just thought, I was like, who in the world would do? Have you ever done that? I guess that's a good question.
Do you remember the names that he guessed?
No, not even a little bit.
They're wild.
It's Mark. It's Susan. There's Anthony. And
none
Lily.
Of those names sound right.
All right, I'll do it again. tries a second round. I like
try that. Here again. Lily, I was so close. That was not smart. That was not smart.
So that's when he pretends to be the sister.
Yeah.
When he calls, gets a lady of the evening to call. I did like that. Yeah.
What's the help desk lady's name?
Betty.
Oh, it was something with a B. Yeah. Betty.
Hi, Betty.
You know, I can't give that to you. That was so smart and so reckless to pretend to be a cop that he committed suicide.
Gimme. I need.
I don't know why it triggered something in my memory so strongly, but when he's asking her to spell the name of the lake, and then both people start trying to spell it at the same time.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, it really triggered like old memories of me being very frustrated about people doing that, because like, I'll be trying to like listen to one, and then somebody else like cuts in and starts spelling, and it's like, ah!
Have you ever done that?
Pretended to be dead?
Yeah.
No.
No, is that what you were actually asking?
Yeah.
Have you?
Lake Winnipesaukee. Can you spell it?
No. I can't spell anything. It's got two E's, I know that.
W-I-N-P-S-A-K-E. A-P-U-S-A-K-E. I don't know.
Sake.
Can you spell it?
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't even know why you tried, Jared.
You're doing it, Peter.
Not gonna work here anymore.
It's funny you bring that up. I did clock that kid.
From Hook?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Jack.
Hey, you haven't seen Hook, have you, Jared?
Nah. The kid who learns how to die?
Some.
Okay.
Some of it.
Well, the doctor's kid is from Hook.
Jack from Hook.
I knew he looked super familiar. I didn't know what I'd IMDb him. But then as soon as I saw Hook, I was like, of course. I don't know how I didn't see it.
That's a my boy.
Yeah. I can't believe you haven't picked that movie yet.
It is waiting for a very special moment.
Okay.
And you asked what's coming next. It may be Office Space.
Oh, I love Office Space. Peter Man.
Hey, Peter Man, check out the tits on Channel 12. What would you do if you had $2 million? You know what I'd do if I had $1 million?
Easy. Reel it back.
Two chicks at the same time.
All right. Back to this movie. Easy. All right. So we got, pretending to be his sister to get a call, pretending to be the detective so that he can get the address. It was awesome and
Minnesota?
Crazy.
Minnesota?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
He's like, it's so close. I did like him fishing for where the doctor was at when he was on the phone with the doctor.
Can't
like,
keep Lake Winnipesaukee all to yourself.
Yeah, he's like, you're in Martha's Vineyard, aren't you? And he's like, well, all the way up there in Maine.
Good morning, America's coming to the lake house. How's your brood? The fam.
So I... like the coffee shop people, slightly before that, the coffee shop people, we already, the Gutmans or whatever, hating his guts because they bought his house. I love them just always being in a boat and just to yell at them and to make fun of them from the water. They were kind of funny characters.
The soundtrack to this movie is impeccable.
It's great. I mean, I didn't know any of the songs.
Boom, boom.
Did you know that? Like, they're not like needle drops.
No.
Yeah.
No idea.
But they set the tone really well.
Yeah. to show he is just psycho.
Yes. And like just, yeah, showing up. And it is crazy because like the doctor, so again, like the doctor's painted as like this bad guy.
Yeah.
But it's like in reality, he was like super patient with him, like wasn't flying off the handle, like probably could have had him like arrested pretty early on.
Yep.
And is like very, like not getting angry and like trying to like kind of help him, but get him out of there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but then all this, it just kind of turns and then everybody, like, you like to laugh at him at the end. I mean, especially because he tries to kill Bob, but, like,
la, 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 la.
It's just, like, it's funny how that, like, that arc, it, I don't know, it makes very little sense when you think of it in today's terms, but it's a funny movie, so I give it a pass.
The whole bus applauds when Bob gets off the
bus. Yes, I do like that. I like that he sits there, he's like, just knock me out. just hit me.
Hi, my name's Bob. Will you knock me out? Just hit me. Square in the face.
Yeah, that was funny.
And the chick was from Airplane.
Oh.
The driver?
Marvin.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking?
Asian
lady? The Asian lady? Okay, yeah. I don't remember Airplane lady. Yeah.
The Mayo Clinic.
Airplane was a shit movie. That was a very funny part.
Yeah.
I need to watch that movie people. Again. Let me try it again.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Son, do you like movies about gladiators?
All right. So the daughter passes him and then invites him out on the boat with her when she gives him a ride.
I'm sailing.
I wrote that. I sail. I'm a sailor. I sail now.
Ahoy.
And he goes up to the kid. He's like, oh, you ever sail? And he's like, no. And he's like, I recently picked it up. His attitude about sailing from start to finish is fucking hilarious. Like that whole little stretch of him being just jazzed on being a sailor.
My brother has his shirt. Don't hassle me. I'm local.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Drew. It's amazing. And he's got a painting of Bob tied to the sail wearing it.
That's incredible. Great. I definitely want that for next time if we ever go down to Hilton Head again. It's I want to wear adult.
Pretty damn classy.
Don't hassle me, I'm local.
Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. I'm local.
So, yeah, I love him being a sailor. And then I like that the dad, when he's confronting the daughter for bringing him sailing, brings the puppet.
Argues with puppet.
But he's got it behind his back. Like, I thought he had a gun or something, but he's like,
hey. Talk to your father.
This is your father.
So, yeah, I thought that was adorable.
Your parents ever try to talk to you with puppets?
Puppets? No.
No?
No, I don't think I've ever... I'm trying to think if I even did that in, like, school or anything. I never liked puppets. Puppets always freaked me out.
To communicate?
I liked, like, marionettes when it's not a person. Like, yeah. I remember from Disney World when I was, like, 8.
Aww.
I got a like a marionette, like fuzzy dragon thing.
What the hell is a marionette?
It's where you have like
puppet strings.
Yeah, you hold it up top and it's got the strings and then, it's not like your hands up its ass.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, those are creepy.
Yeah, I've never liked like puppet shows and stuff. It just freaks me out.
That's spooky movie season.
Except for what's his name? Jeff Dunham back in the day.
Jeff Dunham.
I liked him when I was a kid.
Sure.
Amazing comedian.
Yeah.
Well,
stop it.
He got his money's worth from what he did. You can definitely say that.
Yeah.
He's probably a better ass, too.
Easy.
Who knows if that's true.
With all of his little puppet names.
Yeah, exactly. Freak.
The kid died. Bob and the kid was very cute.
Teaching the kid
Bob like draw. He's like, no, right here. They like. He's like, all right, well, then approach your line.
Whoa.
And they yes. And I just, he's like not even clear the edge, but he's like, oh, like so scared. Yeah.
Sticking his toe out. Yeah. That's exactly how I felt at the Sphere.
That's exactly how you look when you're getting into water these days.
All the time. Covering that nose.
Yeah, hold the nose and take the plunge.
Jumping in. I feel like we
can... cover your nose, jump in the water?
Oh, yeah.
You never seen that?
Yeah.
I'm sure I probably have.
The pride of Omaha.
That's insane.
Yes, it is insane.
It's how you keep the nasty germ water out of your nose.
So is breathing out.
He's literally breathing out.
Oh. You got
to
try.
How many miles are on that nose? Yeah. He can't do that.
You got to try it. I feel like it's proven.
So, yeah, the doctor pushes Bob in the water, and that's kind of when Everybody starts taking Bob's side.
What about Bob?
She says it a couple times. That is one.
Three times.
That when they're like, when he apologizes to them but doesn't apologize to Bob, they say it. And then there's later when they're driving away, but maybe I don't know the third one.
He goes to their dinner. Or she has oh them my for God. Dinner.
Just making Jared noises at the table. Yeah. I was so mad. That made me so uncomfortable.
Is this corn hand shucked?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, does he say this is expensive or something like that? Yeah, he's
so that he can borrow by Slicker.
Oh man, I forget what the exact context is, but it's shortly after he gets pushed in the water, and they invite him
in for dinner.
Yeah, and he goes, are you sure I'm not imposing? And looks over at them, and she's like smiling and nodding, and Richard Dreyfuss is staring daggers at him, just like, you better fucking leave.
He starts choking.
That's later. I thought that he was faking choking. Because it was like right after he...
Dreyfuss?
Yeah. It was right after he like said something about Bob's conditions or something, and I thought he was like remembering that Bob used to have fake heart attacks, so he like started doing something fake. But,
well, he died, so let's not let it ruin our vacation. But he claps off that light.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened, honey? One of my patients died.
Oh.
Committed suicide. Let's not let it ruin our vacation.
Yeah,
that
just brushes it aside. Yeah, who will?
That's freaking amazing.
The fact that they let him sleep with the kid is bonkers.
I want peace and quiet.
I got to be facing northwest.
Yeah.
He takes his toothbrush.
And he takes the tooth and then he has to brush his teeth with his finger.
I'll be peace. I'll be quiet.
I'll be peace.
Bill Murray's got the pillow up to his face.
Bill Murray definitely made the mom break.
Yes.
When he got into bed. Yeah. I don't know if you did you notice that?
There were a couple times where Bill Murray was visually or clearly smiling about what was going to happen.
And, he used the pillow to cover up his smile.
When he was getting into bed, you could tell that he was, I'm sure, supposed to like get into bed normally, but she held up the blanket and he crawled under it. And she just immediately started laughing and turned and like was doing her next line with the kid. But I was like, I'm positive she's not supposed to be laughing.
I heard people boycotted this movie because Bill Burr was a prick. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Bill Murray's a prick?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew Chevy Chase.
Big time. They wanted Chevy Chase to play this role.
Okay.
Chevy Chase.
Bill Murray.
Might have been all right.
Bill Murray not waking up when he's going crazy. And then the alarm goes off.
Bob.
Just violently shaking.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I liked that. I didn't write that down, but I did like that.
Beep, oh my God, beep, that nominated the Scream Award for me.
There
are a couple good screams for
me. La, 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 la.
My favorite line in this is such a small line, not a big joke, but I fucking loved it. They're getting ready for Good Morning America. They walk in and he's like, I thought we might be able to do a here by the fireplace, and one guy yells out, he's like, "That's a fireplace shot, guys."
It's fire.
And they're doing their thing, and then they start wanting Bob to be involved in it, and Richard Dreyfuss starts freaking out that they want Bob involved, and Bob's just standing by the door, and a guy with like a camera equipment walks in, and he just like Richard Dreyfuss is freaking out, yelling, and then Bill Murray quietly to the guy that walks in the door goes, It's a fireplace shot. It's so dumb, but like just it's so in character of like he's not bothered at all that Richard Dreyfuss wants him to leave and doesn't want him there. He's just like still thinks he's just helping out.
Do you think we could recreate this movie?
What parts?
In Cumberland? Scene for scene? Yeah.
Oh my God.
In Cumberland.
What do we need to? I mean, we should do it in Cumberland.
Teach
but
me
like
how to dive.
We could do that. What else is like a really iconic scene that would translate
in this?
Yeah.
Well,
other than being tied to a boat, which
cigarette Bob. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't realize you're in a straitjacket.
Oh, his drive on the way home.
What about Bob? That's hilarious.
I love when Bob pushes him out of the house, and they're like, like Bob's gone. He's like, he's never gone. And he opens the door, and Bob's there. And he goes, Is this some radical new therapy?
Is this some kind of radical new therapy?
I mean, I will say, to Bill Murray's credit, I think the reason this movie works is because Bill Murray is so adorable. A
goddamn genius.
Yeah, he's just like, he just seems so earnest. Like, he's not trying. Like, if they would have had somebody in this that was like, you thought maybe they were like trying to fuck over Richard Dreyfuss and like steal his family, it wouldn't have worked. But like, because Bob was just happy to be there,
happy go lucky.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like you couldn't help but like root for him. And I think that's the only reason it worked.
I feel like Bob Wiley. That makes you Dr. Leo Marvin.
What?
If I'm Bob Wiley, that makes you Dr. Leo Marvin.
For the shoot?
Yeah.
I'm Faye and or the daughter.
Hot daughter.
We'll make it work.
Smoking hot dog.
Easy. The mom was, that mom was in shape for being an older, like, she's not older by any stretch, but.
From Airplane?
Is she?
Yeah.
No way.
Is everybody in this from Airplane?
Just making things up.
We already talked about them checking into the hospital and everybody loving him there. He leaves Bob in the street and then proceeds to get a speeding ticket. What does Bob say when he comes up in the other car?
Don't forget.
Be home by 7.
Have him home by 7.
Home by 7.
Yeah.
Then he does like.
And doesn't the officer be like, oh, he was on TV last night.
Did I see him on TV?
I do like that everybody recognizes Bob for being on TV, but nobody says shit to Richard Dreyfuss for it.
I've got this groundbreaking book that I've just released. Here it is.
Oh, that's what I wrote down. I didn't. So in the very, very beginning when he's pitching him his book, the way that he's standing with the book as he's telling him about it, I was like, this fucking douche. Like, he's like, I don't know. It was such a weird way to like present it as like this is my book.
Very pompous.
Yes.
And then he says his little recorder, charge him one normal whatever.
Normal session.
And $29.95
for the book.
He's taking notes.
What else do we got? Oh, he attacks Bob at the birthday party.
Yes.
I'm so fucking glad we don't, for our friends, sing for he's a jolly good fellow.
Well, we can start now.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
I've just never once in my life felt like really just like busting that out. No, I feel like a jolly good fellow.
Nobody can deny.
I just, that song seems so insincere. Just like happy birthday.
I'm free.
What else does Dr. Leo Marvin say? Don't touch my sister. Bob recommends his drug prescription.
Yeah, that was a bit much, I thought. Of like, and the doctor's like, oh yeah, you're right, I'll do that instead.
You want me to go? Later, barf breath. Douche now.
Yeah.
Those were good.
I did like the, because he's like, what's Tourette's? And they're talking about Tourette's, and then they just start yelling at each other, and the parents freak out. They go in, and they're just jumping on the bed and cussing at
them. If I have it and pretend I don't have it.
If I'm pretending I don't have it.
It goes away.
Yeah.
Beautiful logic.
Not really. It's pretty insane logic.
Oh, the fam.
But yeah, so that's kind of like, and then it just goes to the him. Ooh, I do like, they keep calling it a rifle. Clearly a shotgun.
Very
much a shotgun.
Over, under, double barrel shotgun.
Checking out the death method.
Yeah.
Guns? Nah, too messy.
Too messy.
Bow? Nah, not enough pain. Not painful enough. Explosives? Yes, yes. Black powder.
Do you know what it was called?
What?
The explosive?
What was it
I
called?
Think it was called a stump buster.
Stump buster?
I think that's what it was.
To blow up a stump?
Yeah. Or a house, apparently.
Yeah, Joe.
Teaspoon of this.
What
20
did he...
pounds.
I was eating at the time. What is his... What blows the explosives up? Was it on a timer?
Yeah.
He wraps a timer around
it. Okay. And I was eating chips and salsa.
Were you?
And some cookies.
What kind of cookies?
My grandma gave them to me. They're family recipe.
Famous.
Oh, they're gone.
Were they hot?
Huh?
Whoa.
Hot? No.
That's his grandmother you're talking about.
They were cool enough. Anyway, this is last call talk. Bob marries his sister. Well, the doctor goes catatonic.
Yeah.
Won't respond to anything. Bob marries his sister and he misses the chance to he misses the chance to object.
Dad's back.
And then I thought that was kind of funny where they're just like, oh, and everybody's like hugging him.
You're
and
doing it, Peter.
Okay, did anybody else find it very weird that Bob kissed the daughter on the way out of the house the one time?
Thought it was amazing.
I thought it was Faye? So strange. Huh?
Faye?
Faye's the mom, wife.
The wife.
Abby, the wife. I think.
Annie?
He kissed Annie?
Yes. Anna. Like, not, I couldn't tell if it was on the lips or not, but it wasn't not on the lips.
Yeah.
For sure. It was a little inconclusive.
Just gotta give your daughter a kiss.
I feel like they had some good on-screen chemistry.
But she had to be like 14.
Yeah.
She's
the one who...
And he's like 40.
She picked him up.
Yeah, she picked him up.
On the streets.
She did, but I'm still... Like, she was... It was always implied she was a child.
All right. All right.
I thought. That was my read on it. But anyway...
How much older than Sigmund?
You
don't mind.
I feel like when she was 16, she was driving, so she was between 16 and 18, call it.
Old enough.
And then old Siggy was, I'd put him at 12.
Anna Marvin. Siggy. Catherine.
Siggy Tony was a nihilist.
Yeah, he was. You tell that mean ocean, Todd. He was, he was only a couple years away from painting on the dock and yelling at the ocean.
Death, oh, you are my bitch lover.
I'll pop out. She's in the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, she was. Ducks 3.
2.
Close. Very close. But yeah, I do like that they did the whole like little wrap-up thing at the end saying that like Bob went and got his degree and then wrote a book called Death Therapy. And that Dr. Marvin was trying to sue him for it.
Bob went back to school to become a psychologist. He published a book called Death Therapy. It was a bestseller. And Leo went on to sue him.
Yeah, for the rights to it. Yeah, so I
is
like that,
what
they wrapped
he invented
it up
in the woods there.
Well, he was just trying to kill him, and he's like, "Oh, it's death therapy. You got to untie yourself." So, like in reality,
I got to untie my emotional knot.
Yeah, Bob did invent it, but
to untie my emotions.
Yeah. Anyway, I liked this movie, but I'm gonna let Jared go first.
Do you know the two other people you listed in The Good American? What's the...
Oh, The Great Humans?
Yeah.
I didn't know the first one. It's a doctor, and then it was Mother Teresa.
Sigmund Freud?
No, I don't remember the doctor either, but that was funny.
It was like something Whitaker, I thought.
Forrest Whitaker?
No,
Who was
no.
listing this in the
Mother
movie?
Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Bob.
Yeah, of Calcutta.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Yeah. When he's on Good Morning America, he's like listing... He's like, and this is how good he
Dr.
is.
Dr. Marvin's like in his face like, oh my. Yeah, and he says Leo Marvin. He smiles,
having an absolute panic attack.
Well, I like it because like Dr. Marvin, like Leo fumbled the thing before Bob even like he was like she's like oh so like basically like how did this what's your pro how like how did this work with Bob and he's like thanks I wrote this book and it is this was my pro and I was like what the
it was funny how Bob slides into the chair after
the producer's like, sit down, sit down.
Me?
Oh, God.
I spent way too much time drawing notes than watching the movie.
Hey, that's fair. I was dialed into the movie because I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, same. Man.
Jared, kick us off. What do you got?
Great movie. Funny, quick, short and tight. Somebody said it before. Maybe Joey. 90 minutes, baby.
Mm-hmm. 90 minutes.
An easy breezy.
Yeah,
not
beautiful.
Fuck it up.
Cover girl. I didn't, I meant to bring this up. I watched this today after work before you guys came over. So,
take a shit while you did it?
No. Mm-hmm. But I ate chips and salsa.
Hell yeah.
And spaghetti and meatballs.
What kind of chips and salsa?
My spicy salsa.
Excuse me while I try to be a little Italian tonight.
Brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than y'all.
shut up.
You look like a completely different person. With a hat and glasses on, you look unrecognizable.
Should I wear this at work?
You should.
Yeah.
Wear it to your interview.
They'll hire you.
The thing about business ethics is,
shut up. I'm going to give this solid movie. You want to guess my number?
8.5.
Oh, wow. You're right.
8.5?
Really?
I was going to give it an 8.5, so that's incredible.
Quotable beyond doubt.
Not what I said.
Are you misquoting him on a quote about quotes?
Yes.
All right, Joe, what do you got for us?
I mean, this is the perfect comedy.
Well.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
For any vacation. It's a 9 out of 10 for me.
Flat 9? Okay.
Flat 9.
You're flat.
Bob Wiley and his goddamn messed up face. Just being an absolute menace to society. 9.5.
His messed up face. What the hell are you talking about?
Richard Dreyfuss. He's got like indents on his cheek.
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's from the hunting all those ghosts.
What do you call that? Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Ghostbusting.
Yeah. Huh?
Are they dimples?
No, I know what you mean. They're like scar. It's like scar tissue type stuff.
He had it from
Oh, I see.
Stripes.
Stripes. What the fuck are you talking
about? You familiar with that movie?
Nah, you're making...
You're thinking of Taps.
Taps.
Kingpin, I think.
Kingpin is on the list.
Never seen it.
Oh, Mike. Oh, never seen
it. Hands down, the best bowling movie ever made.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Hi. Not you. Hi.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kingpin's so good.
Kingpin's amazing.
Man. I haven't seen it.
Yep, we're about to.
All right, well, this is my turn for a rating, and I'm going to give this one Joe Jackson.
One?
This is going to be a 7.5 for me.
7.5.
I like this movie. I would watch this again. I did think it was a fun, easy movie, but like for me, it was never like gut-busting comedy great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with 7.5. I enjoyed it. I would watch it again. I think it's a great vacation movie, like you said. And I think that I'd be much more into quoting it a second time around if I were to watch it.
We will be watching this in Cumberland. For sure. And that was my biggest critique about it. I couldn't
tell. We weren't in Cumberland?
I couldn't tell where the lake house was.
Virginia.
Virginia?
Virginia Slims.
Man. Alex Ballmer went here. To what? Lake Winnipesaukee.
He has?
Him and his girl, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't actually filmed at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Martha's Vineyard?
But it was set in
Fire Island?
Yeah. All the way up in Maine?
Can't keep Maine all to yourself, doctor.
Alright. Alright, well that is going to do it for us.
New Hampshire?
That just reminds me, I know this did it first, but my favorite version of his... of the like New Hampshire type deal was Always Sunny, where the waitress finally gives Charlie her phone number and he goes, oh, it's your number, huh? I'm so close. All right, that is gonna do it for us, folks. So thanks for sticking around. We got a second show after this called Last Call with the Weary Travelers, where we're gonna talk about a big old trip that Mr. Joey Jackson just got back from, where he went and checked out the Sphere down in Las Vegas.
Sphere!
So we gotta talk about that. So if you could, go on over to www.patreon.com/WearyTravelersPodcast. Give us a subscribe and check out the second show. But if you can't do that, you can always come back next week. And when should they tune in,
Joe? I'll be here too. Day at 7 and Jared, where are we going to be, big guy?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Yucatan Podcast Stand.
All right, see you next week.